If you're looking for a new favorite band that's going to make you feel like you're driving down the coast, windows down and sun warming your skin, look no further than Sydney duo Royal Otis. They started gigging back in 2021 and have supported the great acts such as Teenage Dads, Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, and they're also set to support Alt-J. There are rumors that they're also going to release a third EP, and joining me now on 2SER Drive is Otis and Royal from Royal Otis. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Fantastic, mate.
It's awesome.
Enjoying the sun and the bliss.
That's it. I wanted to ask you, Otis, how did you two meet? Can you take me back to like the first day?
First day. It was something. I'd try to be like, hey man, how you doing? But Roy shut me down pretty quick. I think I was with some friends at the Oxford Underground, Oxford Art Factory. And I knew Roy's face from around like Bondi where we lived. And I was like, went up to him, I was like, oh, hey man, how you doing?
Yeah.
I knew he played music. I didn't know what to say to him because like a weird like awkward first conversation. So I was just like, have you played here before? And he just started laughing at me. He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, sweet. And then he like slowly like just like walked off with his girlfriend. I was like, oh yeah, sick. Later finding out that he was on some co-curricular activities.
fair enough.
And after that, just a bit more pleasant the next time I met him.
A bit more polite.
Yeah.
Royal, I have a question for you. Your second EP is called Bar and Grill, and I kind of grew up in Maroubra, kind of near where you grew up in like Bondi around the area. What would you say your favorite kind of burger joint is?
Man, burger joint?
Or like bar and grill place?
I'd say a bar and grill. I reckon Hurricanes, man.
Oh, yeah?
Hurricanes, like, yeah, down by the beach. I mean, it was just like every weekend or try to whatever weekend I'd spend with my dad, we would go to Hurricanes for like a ritzy night out. So
yeah.
That to me is the definition. That and the Hog's Breath Cafe.
Oh, there was like a whole page about that place. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
It was a Bala Worker or something. But yeah, let's not get sidetracked. My favorite place probably is kind of like Little El's. Have you ever been to that?
Oh, yeah.
Little El's?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I just had a Gallo's then.
Oh,
yeah. Gallo's are pretty good.
Yeah. I know. It's getting me hungry now. Otis, one of your latest songs on your EP is called Oyster in My Pocket. And you said that Oyster in My Pocket in like a previous interview that you did is kind of pretending to be like a classier version of yourself. And since you're called like Royal Otis, if you ever met like the royals, like King Charles, how would you dress at like a fancy dinner with him?
Fucking in my undies, I reckon.
If you took him out on a date, where would you take him?
Oh, Gala. I don't know. No idea.
Fair enough. I tend to agree with that too. I was going to say your latest EP is called Bar and Grill. What's the name behind it and how did you kind of write it? Was it written during lockdown, kind of that COVID era?
It was probably a bit after that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit after that.
Roy came up with that name.
It was going to be Booze and Weed, but then it got changed to Bar and Grill.
More classy. Royal, I was going to ask you, you recently finished a tour last year through Europe and the UK. What are three items that you always travel with that you can't go without?
Man.
I could answer that for him.
Yeah. Six-pack of Guinness cans.
Yeah.
Moisturizer and a pack of cards.
Cool. And Otis, what about you?
A teddy my girlfriend gave me.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Helps him sleep better at night.
Yeah. Some water, and I've also jumped on the Guinness train when we're over there.
Yeah, awesome. That's cool. That's so good. I was going to ask you, you've supported big acts like Teenage Dads, also Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, and you're also soon to support Alt-J. Do you have any dream support acts apart from Kylie Minogue?
Oh, that's maybe.
That's what I was going to say, Kylie, man.
I know you were going to say Kylie Minogue. That's why I said you can't say it.
Yeah.
Who else do you have there? I saw you also wrote a love letter, Royal, too.
Oh, Lou Reed.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was cool.
I mean, Lou Reed would be amazing. But
yeah, I know.
Is
he's
it
no
living
longer with
or?
Us. Well, yeah, it's a dream one, so it can happen. I'll let that
dream
one slide.
We can bring them back to life.
The Beatles,
yeah. Paul McCartney's still going. You could do a support act for him.
Paul would be sick, or Kendrick Lamar would be amazing.
Awesome. Well, Royal, I have a question for you. I hear there's rumors about your third album. It's set to be released. It's going to be called Sofa Kings. Is this true? Is it actually going to be called Sofa Kings? And is there a third EP?
It, It is our third EP, and it is going to be called Sofa King.
Otis, you're like heavily incorporated like with your music videos, which are really cool, and they kind of have kind of like an American vibe. But I saw one that you had the big prawn in, and there's also a big banana in Gosford. Will you have that in one of your up and coming music videos for one of your songs in your EP?
There's always a big banana in our music videos.
Definitely.
Yeah, fuck, maybe.
It's a hidden banana that no one sees.
Hidden bean, but the prawn, yeah, could definitely bring the prawn back.
Awesome.
Maybe a big oyster or something.
That's so good. Well, thanks Otis and Royal for coming on to SCR Drive this afternoon. It's been so much fun talking to you, and thanks for keeping it real.
Thank you, man.
Thanks,
no worries.